Poor Washington Republican Mark Gottlieb says his plan is not as broad or as complicated as the so-called Taxpayers' Bill of Rights that GOP lawmakers flirted with several years ago. Gottlieb says it's also not an answer to the budget shortfall awaiting the next governor and legislature, but it would put the state on a different track fiscally.
And a long-term approach to how we can have a more stable budget, serious budget reform that we think people are asking for, and so that we are not, again, continuing to careen from crisis to crisis in our state budget every 2 years.
Gottlieb's plan would limit state spending to 6.5% of all personal income. That would be a little more than $13.5 billion this year. Any extra revenue would be placed in a rainy day fund that could be tapped to deal with future budget shortfalls. That fund would also have a limit. Once it hit one-tenth the size of the state's general fund, or roughly $1.3 billion, any extra money would go toward tax relief. Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan, who co-chairs the legislature's budget committee, calls the plan convoluted and notes that Republicans were in power during the 1990s when the state took on billions in new spending.
It seems to address problems that were created by Tommy Thompson that will be solved in the second term of Governor Barrett. Not exactly the sort of solutions that the public's looking for.
Because this plan would amend the Constitution, it would have to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature and be approved by voters. The earliest that could happen is 2013. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.